赞美主，早晨我们只有一个焦点。
Praise the Lord, because today we have just one focus.
这是我们弟兄所提醒我们的，
就
是我们的爱我们的神，并他所爱的独生爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
And that focus is our God who loves us and our Lord Jesus who also loves us.
是他全身的爱，早晨还召聚我们来到他的面前。
It is his all-victorious love which calls us to come before him.
刚刚当我在底下听 Michael 弟兄在分享他在主面前领受这首诗歌的时候，
As I was sitting below and listening to our brother Michael share about this hymn,
我心里面实在是非常的感谢我们的神。
My heart truly is full of thanksgiving to our God.
因为我就想起他是我开始在聚会中服侍儿童主日学的第一个班级。
Because he was in the very first class that I taught in Sunday school.
她和刚刚在弹琴的姐妹，我大女儿 Grace， 是我服侍的第一群啊、小朋友。
He as well as、the sister who was just playing piano, that is my eldest daughter Grace. They were in the very first group of children that I taught.
那时候他们在幼稚园，他们五岁。
They were in kindergarten and 5 years old.
看见他们如今啊，在神的爱里面如何的成长。
And now we have seen how they have grown in the love of the Lord.
特别感谢主，我们弟兄能够在主面前。与我们的主有这样的一个交通。
I really thank the Lord that our brother can have such fellowship with our Lord.
啊，有一个这样一个活的交通。
Have such a living fellowship.
我们主能够把他的心意能够来告诉我们的弟兄。
And he is able to share his heart's desire with our brother.
弟兄姐妹，今天这是我们在耶稣的爱里面，我们能够得着、能够经历的。
This is something that we can all experience and all gain in our lives.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同啊，借着约翰一书的一段圣经，一同来交通关于这爱的交通。
And so this morning I'd like to share about this fellowship of love through 1 John.
请我们打开圣经到新约圣经的约翰一书。
Shall we turn to the New Testament, the book of 1 John?
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
我们要从第一节读到第十七节。
We will read verses 1 through 17.
那我读一节，请姐妹用英文读一节。
We will read one verse at a time.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的，真理也不在他心里了。
The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心，在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这命令就是你们所听见的道。
Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard.
再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now.
爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。
The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行， 也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
I am writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father.
父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常在你们心里。你们也胜了那恶者。
I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world is passing away and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，是你全身的爱保守了我们。
Lord, we thank you because it is your all-victorious love which has protected us.
让我们今天能够蒙恩在你面前来享受这样丰盛的宴席。
Allowing us to, in your grace, to be able to enjoy of this abundant feast.
主，我们所享受的乃是你自己。
And all that we enjoy is you yourself.
为此我们感谢赞美你。
And for this we thank and praise you.
主，早晨我们仍盼望你这样全身的爱继续的来激励我们。
And Lord, this morning we hope that it is your all-victorious love which continue to constrain us.
主，叫我们向着你的心能够像尖牙。
So that our hearts would be steadfast before you.
叫我们能够一生一世爱你。
So that we would love you with all our days.
并且彼此相爱。
And also love one another.
主，愿早晨你的话能够成就你所喜悦的旨意在我们身上。
Lord, we pray that your word will accomplish your good will in all of us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道使徒约翰写着约翰一书，它就像是一封的家书。
We know that First John, this letter was written as a letter to the home, to the family.
是写给神家儿女们的。
It is written to the children of God.
这卷书信里头充满了爱。
And this letter is filled with love.
整卷的约翰一书虽然不长，但是它爱这个字出现了50多次。
And even though this letter is not a very long letter, but the word love appears more than 50 sometimes.
而这个生命或是永生这个字呢，它总共也出现了20多次。
And the word eternal life or life also 20 sometimes.
因此我们相信在圣灵感动使徒约翰写这封书信的时候，
And so we do believe that when the Holy Spirit moved the Apostle John to write this letter,
他用意是要叫神的儿女们知道，借着生命里的交通，能够叫神在他的家里面来恢复那个起初的爱。
His purpose in writing this letter is so that in the fellowship of life, God can now restore the first love.
叫这个爱呢，能够使神的儿女们爱神。
So that in this love, God's children can love God.
也借着这个爱，神的儿女们能够彼此相爱。
And also in this love, God's children can love one another.
所以在约翰一书的一开头，约翰就给我们看见这个在基督里面的交通是一个生命的交通。
And so from the very first chapter of this book, we see that this fellowship is one that is in life.
因为我们基督徒彼此的交通乃是根据我们主耶稣基督所赐给我们的那一个生命。
Because the fellowship that we have with one another is according to the life that the Lord has given to us.
它不仅是那起初原有的生命，它也是那存到永远的那个生命。
Not only is he the life that was at the very beginning, but also the life that will last eternally.
所以每一个凡同有主耶稣基督生命的弟兄姐妹，都是我们在这个生命交通里面的对象。
So everybody who has the same life within us is an object of our fellowship.
今天我们看见在许多基督徒身上，包括我们自己。
So we see today among many believers, including ourselves.
也在基督徒的家庭当中。
And also within the household of the saints.
在聚会的里头。
And in our gatherings.
我们看见有发生许多的问题。
We see that there are many problems.
我相信这一切的问题的根源都是因着这个生命的交通出了问题。
And I do believe the root cause of all the problems is because we now have an issue in this fellowship of life.
那什么是交通呢
？So what is fellowship?
交通简单的说就是一个共同的分享。
Simply put, fellowship is something that we share in common.
基督徒的交通就是共同来分享主耶稣基督的生命。
The fellowship of Christians is that we share in common the life of Christ.
这样生命里的一个交通呢，就好像我们的身体。
This fellowship in life is just like our physical body.
在我们身体里面，我们看见神非常奇妙的设计了。不同的系统。
In our body, God has amazingly created many organs.
我们知道有一个，我们有神经系统。
And we have many systems. For example, our nervous system.
那我们身体里也有一个血液系统。
And we also have our circulatory system.
所以我们看见借着这个血液系统的交通呢，便叫我们身上各样的肢体呢，就得着这个生命的滋润和供应。
And so through our circulatory system, now our body can receive all its nourishment.
并且呢，叫这个身体呢，也能够渐渐的增长。
And gradually our bodies can grow.
所以，我们可以想象哈，我们每一个人或多或少都曾经受伤过，比方说被纸给割破，或是被钉子给扎到。
And I do believe that all of us, we have this experience that we've been injured. Let's say, for example, a paper cut or perhaps a nail.
或者最近有很多弟兄姐妹也都感冒生病。
And many brothers and sisters among us, we have all caught colds.
但是我们看见这些的受伤也好，生病也好，好像是无法避免的。
And in these injuries or illnesses, it seems as if we can't prevent it.
但我们看见，当我们这个身体里的这个生命呢，它是一个健康的，它是一个刚强的时候。
But in our bodies, when it is healthy and strong,
我们看见疾病呢，它就能够得着医治。
We see that our illnesses can be healed.
我们看见就是那个伤口呢，它自己也能够得着恢复。
And our wounds can also heal.
相反的，当我们这个身体的生命如果出现问题的时候
，Conversely, when there's problems within our physical bodies,
你就发现啊，有时候呢，你的伤口似乎好像就不能够得着痊愈。
It seems as if your wounds cannot heal completely.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见教会乃是基督的身体。
We see that the church is the body of Christ.
当今天我们借着这个生命的交通，能够连于这个生命的源头。
Today, through the fellowship of life, when we are connected to our very source of life,
我们看见基督的身体，无论是受到病菌的侵袭，或是受伤。
Whether we have encountered illnesses or injury in the body,
我们看见这个生命的能力呢，它能够来医治，能够来得着痊愈。
The power of life can heal and can restore.
所以我们看见，这是今天我们何等需要在这样一个生命的交通里。
So this is why we really need the fellowship of life.
这样的生命不仅能够叫我们的身体得到医治，得到痊愈。
Not only does this life cause our body to be healed and be restored.
这个生命也叫这个身体能够渐渐长成，能够长成满有基督长成的身量。
But this life also allows the body to grow and to mature until the full stature of our Lord Jesus.
能够叫父的心得着喜悦。
For the satisfaction and pleasure of our Father.
所以这样一个生命的交通，它应该是一个活的交通。
And so this fellowship of life needs to be living.
它是会扩大的。
It can grow and expand.
它是会成长的。
It will grow.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们，当我们能够在这样一个生命的交通里面呢，就叫我们的喜乐充足。
And so the Apostle John says that when we grow in such a way, it will cause our joy to be made complete.
就从一点的喜乐能够越过越喜乐。
And so we start from a little bit of joy and we increase in joy.
这是因为当这个身体在这生命交通里的时候，父神的心喜悦了。
That is because when this body increases in the fellowship of life, it gives joy to the heart of our Father.
当父神的心喜悦的时候呢，我们的喜乐也就充足。
When the heart of the Father is full of joy, our joy will also be made complete.
我为着过去在我们中间这一年多里，在我们中间所发生的一些啊不幸的事情啊，深感难过。
For some of the difficulties that have happened to all of us over the last year, I have felt great sadness.
我也十分的自责。
And I do also have felt some condemnation towards myself.
虽然我们中间聚会的人数，感谢主的恩典，我们聚会的人数增长了不少。
We thank the Lord according to His grace, our numbers have increased.
但是同时我却感觉到在我们中间那个生命的交通也是非常的缺乏。
But at the same time, I have also felt that the fellowship of life has also been lacking.
因此我们看见在我们中间也发生了一些的难处。
And so we see that some difficulties have happened among us.
而也有弟兄姐妹感觉到好像我们在属灵的上面没有得着喂养，在生活上没有得着足够的一个关爱。
Or some brothers and sisters have felt that we have not received enough nourishment and provisions or not enough love from brothers and sisters.
兄姐妹，我觉得这都是我们在生命的交通上我们有缺乏，有问题。
I feel like this must be a lacking or perhaps an issue in our fellowship of life.
所以求主也赦免。
So we ask the Lord to forgive us.
因此盼望在这新的一年开始。
And we hope that in the beginning of this new year,
求主帮助我们能够在这个生命的交通里有更多的学习和真实的操练。
We ask that the Lord will help us so that we could learn and practice having the fellowship of life.
叫我们每一个蒙恩神的儿女，我们属灵生命都能够得着成长。
So that every single child of God, that our lives will grow and mature.
能够叫我们彼此之间因着这生命的交通有更好的连结。
That through our fellowship of life, we would have a better connection with one another.
叫父的心得到喜悦，也叫主的名得着荣耀。
To please the heart of the Father and glorify the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们刚才所读的这段经文，就是告诉我们，在这样一个生命的交通里面，与这个爱的一个关系。
And so in the passages that we just read, it talks about the relationship of love in this fellowship of life.
在我们进入这爱的交通之前，我们先看在第二章的第一、第二两节啊，约翰来提醒我们一件事情。
Before you enter into the fellowship of love, John reminds us in the first two verses of this chapter.
他前面两节告诉我们，乃是讲到这生命的交通与一个义的一个关系。
He gives us this relationship of righteousness in the first two verses.
当然，我们没有读到义这个字，但是我们知道这个。罪，他提到的罪这件事情呢，我们看见乃是与义呢是相对的。
When he talks about this issue of sin, we know that it's in a converse to the word righteousness.
因为我们都是因着罪，原本在神的面前落在一个不义的地位上。
Because of sin, now we are in a position of unrighteousness.
然而我们感谢神，借着他的爱子耶稣基督挽回了我们。
But we thank our Lord Jesus that through His sacrifice, He has now become our propitiation, brought us back.
叫我们能够因着主耶稣基督的救恩，我们能够在神的面前站在一个义的地位上。
Through His saving grace, now we can stand on the position of being righteous.
在这里，约翰要先把我们带回到那个救恩的源头。
John now brings us back to the very beginning of our salvation.
让我们看见。神是如何的借着他的儿子耶稣来解决我们罪的问题。
We see how the Father, through His Son, our Lord Jesus, solves our problem.
这边告诉我们说，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
He says, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
所以这里讲到了这些话呢，乃是说到在第一章里面使徒约翰所与圣徒交通的事情。
And so we see that John is telling us at the very beginning these things.
他在第一章的时候告诉我们，我们与神有了这样一个生命的交通。
In chapter 1, he says that we have this fellowship of life with God.
有一件事是非常严重的，会阻碍了我们与神的交通。
But there is an issue that is very important that could possibly hinder our relationship with God.
就是我们的罪。
That is our sin.
什么时候我们犯了罪，什么时候我们与神的交通就会出现问题。
Anytime you commit sin, you now have a problem with your fellowship with God.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹都能够记得这件事情。我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后，我们仍然有可能会犯罪。
So I do want to remind brothers and sisters that even though you are saved, after you are saved, you still can sin.
因为我们还会偶尔 为过犯所胜。
Because sometimes, occasionally, perhaps, you may be overcome by sin.
那我们不小心犯了罪之后，我们看见第一个影响的就是我们与神之间那个生命的交通。
Even if you accidentally sin, now there is a problem between you and your fellowship with God.
基督徒犯罪并不会叫我们失去救恩。
Now, if a Christian sins, it doesn't mean you lose your salvation.
但我们看见基督徒犯罪却影响了我们和神之间的那个交通。
But if a Christian sins, now it will impact your fellowship with God.
因此在第一章第七节，约翰就告诉我们说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血就洗净我们一切的罪。
And so in chapter 1 verse 7 we see, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见父神将他儿子赐给我们。
So we see that the Father has given His Son to us.
借着他儿子在十字架所流的血。
And through His precious blood that was shed for us on the cross.
就是要解决我们罪的问题。
It takes care of the problem of our sin.
因为神何等爱我们，他喜悦与我们有交通。
Because God so loves us, He desires to have fellowship with us.
所以他就预备了主耶稣的宝血。
So he has prepared the precious blood of his son.
是永远有功效的宝血。
It is forever effective.
在我们蒙恩信主前，我们是靠着儿子，神儿子的血，能够与神恢复这个交通。
So before we were saved, we came to rely on his blood so that we could have fellowship with God.
在我们蒙恩得救之后，
And after we are saved,
我们仍然是靠着耶稣的宝血，我们能够恢复与父神的交通。
We still rely upon his precious blood so that we can have restoration of our fellowship with the Son.
所以在第九节，一章九节，约翰就告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。
And so in verse 9 it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为神喜悦我们一直与他有这样一个活的交通。
Because he desires for us to continually have this living fellowship with him.
因此我们只要愿意在神面前承认我们所犯的罪，
As long as we acknowledge the sins that we have committed,
我们就能够靠着耶稣的宝血得着赦免，得着洗净。
Then according to his blood, we can be cleansed and forgiven.
并且重新能够恢复与神那个生命的交通。
And again, have a restoration of our fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
主说我们若认自己的罪。
The Lord says, if we confess our sins.
弟兄姐妹，这个责任是在我们身上。
Brothers and sisters, this is our responsibility.
意思是说，只要我们在主面前，我们承认我们的罪。
Meaning that as long as you confess and acknowledge your sin before God.
主的话说，他必定赦免我们的罪。
His word says he is faithful and will forgive.
不是可能赦免。
It's not that he might forgive.
不是或许赦免。
Or that maybe he'll forgive.
神说他必赦免。
God says he will forgive.
我们要记得神是公义的。
We must remember God is righteous.
他不能背乎他自己。
He cannot go back on his own word, on himself.
既然他说我们若认自己的罪，他就必赦免我们。
He says if we confess, he will forgive.
弟兄姐妹，我们就照着主的话所说的来到是主的面前。
And so brothers and sisters, according to his word, let us come before him.
在他面前承认我们所犯的罪。
And let us confess our sins.
我们就必得着宝血的洁净，得着主的赦免。
And you will be cleansed from all your unrighteousness and you will receive his forgiveness.
因此弟兄姐妹，我们每一天生活当中，我们每一个时刻都需要宝血的洁净。
Brothers and sisters, in every moment of our daily lives, we need the cleansing of his precious blood.
因为我们明显所知道的罪，我们需要主宝血的洁净。
Especially for the clearly known sins to us, we need his blood to cleanse.
就是我们隐而未现的罪，我们仍然需要主宝血的洁净。
And for even the secret and hidden sins from us, that we also need his precious blood to cleanse us.
我们若盼望能够天天的与神有交通，
We desire to have fellowship with God every day.
我们若盼望能够一直的住在主的里面，就像枝子住在葡萄树上。
If we desire to abide in him every day, just as the vine, how the branches want to live in the vine.
我们天天，我们每一个时刻都需要主耶稣的宝血。
Every day, every moment, we need the blood of our Lord Jesus.
接着约翰告诉我们说，他说若人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
John continues on to say that if anybody sins, we have an advocate with our Father, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰在这里要告诉我们什么呢？
What is John telling us?
他告诉我们说，神不怕基督徒犯罪。
John says that God is not afraid of Christians sinning.
这并不是鼓励弟兄姐妹，特别我们中间有今天有高中生哈，不是鼓励大家说那犯罪没关系。
We're not encouraging you, especially you high schoolers, not encouraging you to go and sin.
这里约翰乃是要告诉我们，神的心意是要我们不犯罪。
But God's desire is for us not to sin.
但约翰在这里要提醒我们。
But here's a reminder from John.
在我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved by His grace，
我们并不是靠着我们自己的义，我们能够与神有那样生命的交通。
We do not have the fellowship of life according to our own righteousness.
我们看见只有耶稣基督是我们的义。
Only our Lord Jesus, He is our righteousness.
我们感谢主，上一周弟兄和我们交通道。
We thank the Lord last week our brother shared with us.
我们的主耶稣基督是我们公义的源头，是我们和平的源头，也是我们喜乐的源头。
Our Lord Jesus, He is the very source of righteousness, of joy.
在这里我们要看见我们主耶稣，他也是我们爱的源头。
And we thank our Lord that here He is also our very source of love.
这里我们看见约翰要把我们带回到那救恩的根源里。
And so now John, He's bringing us very back to the very beginning of our salvation.
在我们蒙恩得救之前，我们乃是靠着耶稣基督能够恢复与神的交通。
Before we were saved, we needed our Lord Jesus to bring us back into the proper relationship with God the Father.
在我们蒙恩得救之后，我们仍然只能靠着主耶稣基督能够与父神有一个交生命的交通。
And after our salvation, we still need our Lord Jesus to have that relationship with God the Father.
因为我们是有罪的人。
Because we are sinful people.
有罪的人与公义的神之间只有一位中保。
For those who have sin, between us and God the Father, there is only one mediator.
就是那义者耶稣基督。
The one who is righteous, Jesus Christ.
你们盼望我们能够记住这一点。
I hope we can all remember this.
在我们这新的一年里。
That in this new year.
我们不是因为我们每天都读圣经。
It's not because we read the Bible every day.
不是因为我们每天都有祷告。
And it's not because we pray every day.
不是因为我们每个聚会都参加。
Or that we attend every single meeting.
不是因为我们有服事，而且服事有果效。
Or it's not because we have any service or any fruits.
我们觉得我们可以到父的面前与他有交通。
Therefore, we feel like we can come before God the Father and have fellowship with Him.
圣经告诉我们，弟兄姐妹，我们的义在神的面前不过就像污秽破烂的衣服一样。
Brothers and sisters, God tells us that our righteousness before Him is like filthy rags.
我们能够来到父的面前。
We are able to come to the Father.
我们能够在光里面与父神有生命的交通。
And have fellowship in life in light.
唯有靠着主耶稣基督。
Only according to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他是我们在神面前的那个挽回祭。
Because he is the propitiation before the Father for our sins.
神借着他的儿子把我们挽回到他的面前。
God through his son has brought us back into his presence.
在每天生活里面，神仍然是借着他的儿子把我们带回到他的面前。
So in our daily lives, through his son, he brings us back into his presence.
这里约翰告诉我们说，他说不单是为着我们的罪，也是为着普天下人的罪。
And here John says, not for ours only, not for our sin, but also for those of the whole world.
我觉得这里约翰似乎要传达一个信息。
And so here John, he has this message to deliver.
今天我们若是认识我们所蒙的救恩。
Today, if we come to know the salvation, the grace that we have received.
今天我们若是每一天，我们是靠着神的儿子，我主耶稣基督，回到神的面前与他有交通。
If every day you come before God the Father and have fellowship with Him through His Son.
弟兄姐妹，我们心里面自然就会有一个福音的负担。
Then naturally you will have a burden for the gospel.
因为当我们天天经历主耶稣基督这样一个宝贵的救恩。
Because every day when you experience of this precious salvation from our Lord.
我们自然而然就成为这神福音的使者。
Naturally you will be a messenger for the gospel.
我们得时不得时，我们都想要告诉普天下的人。
In season or out of season, you want to tell everybody around you.
他们的罪也能够靠着这个神所设立的挽回祭，能够与神恢复这样一个生命的交通。
Their sin, also through the propitiation of our Lord Jesus, can also be forgiven, and they can now also have fellowship with God.
弟兄姐妹，原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying.
今天如果我们对于灵魂、对于福音没有负担
，Today if we do not have a burden for the lost souls or for the gospel，
很可能我们不是天天的那样新鲜的来经历、享受神这样宝贵的救恩。
It is possible that you are not enjoying and experiencing this great salvation for yourself every day.
所以接下来，约翰就要把我们带进到那个生命的交通。 与这个爱的一个关系。
And then John continues on to talk about this fellowship of love.
主耶稣不仅是我们那个义的源头。
Our Lord Jesus is not only the source of our righteousness.
主耶稣也是我们爱的源头。
He is also the source or the head of our love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
当我们与神维持在这样一个生命的交通里。
Because once we continue in this fellowship of love,
我们看见神的爱自然的就成为我们里面的那个爱。
Naturally, His love will be our love.
所以在我们生活当中呢，我们就会出现有三方面这个爱的见证。
And so naturally, we will have three different types of testimonies of this love.
第一，就是爱神。
First, we will love God.
第二，就是会爱弟兄。
Secondly, you will love your brethren.
第三，就是不爱世界。
Thirdly, you will not love the world.
或许我们可以说，借着这三个方面呢，就好像是衡量我们与神这个生命交通的一个关系的指标。
Or perhaps you could say that these three aspects is a checkup of whether or not you are loving God in the fellowship of life.
或者我们反过来说。
Or we could say in the opposite sense.
就当我们与神这个生命的交通出现问题的时候。
That once you have a problem or an issue in your fellowship with God.
我们就会发现我们爱神的心减少了。
You will realize that your heart in loving God has decreased.
我们也会发现我们爱弟兄的心也变弱了。
And you also realize that you don't really love your brothers as much.
而我们爱世界的心反倒会增加。
And we begin to love the world even more.
我相信这是我们每个人可以衡量我们自己与神的交通这个很好的指标。
I believe that this is a very good standard for us to measure ourselves against in whether or not we have fellowship with him.
我们先来看在这里第三到第六节，这边告诉我们啊，我们怎么知道我们爱神哈？这边告诉我们说，就是遵守他的诫命。
In verses 3 through 6, here it talks about how we know we love God, and it tells us that we love God through keeping his commandments.
这里告诉我们，当我们与神有一个正常的生命的交通。
When you have a very normal, a good condition of having fellowship of life with God,
在我们生活当中，我们就会因着爱神而遵守他的诫命。
In your daily life, because you love God, you will keep his commandments.
所以当我们在生活中遵守主的命令的时候呢，这就是我们爱神的一个明证。
So when you are keeping God's commandments, this is a sign that you are loving God.
因为主的话说，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
Because here it says that whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected.
我相信每个基督徒都知道，我们蒙恩得救之后，我们都应该遵守主的命令。
I believe that every single Christian, after you are saved by grace, you know you need to keep God's commandments.
希望我们中间没有人不知道。
I hope there's no one among us who doesn't know that.
但是我们可能不是那么清楚为什么我们要遵守主的命令。
But perhaps you are unclear as to why you need to keep God's commandments.
有的人是因为他怕神惩罚。
Some people, it might be because you are afraid of God's punishments.
哎呀，我若不好好的照着主的话做呢，那神可能会惩罚我。
If I don't do according to God's commandments, he might punish me.
有的人可能是为了要得着神的祝福。
Some people, it might be because they want God's blessings.
哎呀，我好好照着神的话来做呢，那神就会祝福我。
If I do according to God's commandments, then God will bless me.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒遵守主的命令真正的动力应该是因为爱的缘故。
Brothers and sisters, keeping God's commandments, our true motivation for keeping it must be because of love.
是因为我们爱神的缘故，我们愿意照着神的话语、神的命令来讨他的喜悦。
We want to seek after his pleasure and his desire in keeping his commandments because we love him.
有些时候啊，我自己做父母亲的，我想我们做父母亲可能有一点的这个心愿。
Sometimes for myself, because I am a parent, and perhaps all the parents among us, we all have this desire.
我们都很希望我们的儿女们能够怎么样，能够听话。
We all want our children to obey.
能够照着我们所说的去做。
To do according to what we say.
但我们发现啊，很多时候啊，我们的孩子，就算他们愿意照着我们所说的去做的时候呢，我们感觉还是不那么好。
We find that even if our children want to do what we say, we realize that the response is not that great.
因为很可能他们是因为怕惩罚。
It might be because they're afraid of punishment.
如果不听爸爸妈妈的话呢，可能就一个礼拜不能玩电玩。
If I do not obey, then perhaps I might be grounded from playing my video games for a week.
可能有些孩子呢，他听父母亲的话呢，他是因为想要得着祝福。
And some children, they obey perhaps because they want blessings from their parents.
哎呀，这个礼拜好好的照着爸爸妈妈讲的话去做。
This week, I'm going to obey and listen to everything my parents say.
每天读三章旧约，一章新约。
Every week, every day, I'm going to read three chapters of the Old Testament, one chapter of the New Testament.
都参加。
And I'm going to attend every meeting.
到了周末了，爸爸妈妈就给我买礼物。
And at the weekend, my parents are going to buy something for me.
弟兄姐妹，多少时候做父母亲的何等盼望我们的孩子是因为爱父母的缘故，他们愿意听从父母的话。
How often do we as parents want our children to obey and listen simply because of love?
当然这是我们的心愿。
Of course, this is our desire.
或许我们觉得很难。
Perhaps we might find this is very hard.
但是我们可以祷告。
But we can pray.
只要我们的孩子，他们也能够与神有一个生命的交通。
As long as our children, if they also have a fellowship of life,
我们看见神的爱也能够成为他们那个爱的动力。
Then we find that God's love will be their motivation.
他们能够因着爱神，因着爱父母亲，他们愿意遵照父母亲的话语。
That because of their love for God and the love for their parents, that they will be willing to obey.
对姐妹。在我们的生活当中
Brothers and sisters in our daily lives
在我们从主所领受的命令里面
In the commandments that we have received from our Lord Jesus
我们是否曾经是因着爱主的缘故我们遵照主的命令而行
How often do we do and follow his commandments because of love?
圣经中旧约圣经有一位人物是我们都非常熟悉的就是亚伯拉罕
There's a character that we're all very familiar with in the Old Testament that is Abraham
我们知道当荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候要他离开吾尔亚伯拉罕就遵照神的命令离开了
When the God of all glory appeared to Abraham Abraham was willing to leave his hometown of Ur
我们知道亚伯拉罕认识神
We know that Abraham knew God
他可能认识的不多
He perhaps didn't understand or know God very much
但是因着认识神呢他就照着神的命令离开了吾尔
But through his knowing of God he obeyed God's commandment and left Ur of Chaldees
后来我们看见神应许亚伯拉罕说他的后裔要像天上的星海边的沙那么多
And then God gave this promise to Abraham that he was going to give him descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea
感谢神亚伯拉罕信神
And we thank God that Abraham believed him
圣经告诉我们神就以此为他的义
And so therefore the Bible says that God called Abraham righteous
这是为什么我们在新约圣经看见神就以亚伯拉罕为我们为我们这些因信称义的人做了一个最好的榜样。
So that is why in the New Testament, God tells us that Abraham is a very good example for all of us who have been justified by faith.
那我们看见亚伯拉罕他认识神。
And so Abraham, he knew God.
亚伯拉罕他也相信神。
Abraham also believed in God.
那我们要问一个问题，亚伯拉罕爱不爱神？
Now we need to ask the question, did Abraham love God?
弟兄们，你觉得亚伯拉罕爱不爱神？
Do you believe Abraham loved God?
我们怎么知道呢
yes. How do we know that he did?
这不是不能凭我们自己想象或感觉。
It can't be according to what you feel or what you imagine.
亚伯拉罕爱神的心就借着神要他献以撒的时候就显明出来。
Abraham's love for God came through his sacrifice of his son Isaac.
我们看见当神要亚伯拉罕将以撒献上当作燔祭的时候
We see that when God wanted Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering
我们看见亚伯拉罕他爱神的心在他里面是完全的
We see that Abraham's love for God was complete
因为他可以把他所最爱的以撒
Because he was able to offer that which he loved most that was
Isaac 照着神的命令能够献上作为燔祭
According to God's commandment was able to offer him as a burnt offering
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕爱神的心在他里面是完全
So we see Abraham's love for God in him was complete
也就是说亚伯拉罕爱神过于爱以撒
That is to say Abraham loved God more than Isaac
在当时对从人来看神要亚伯拉罕献以撒是一件非常困难的事情
From man's perspective for Abraham to offer up Isaac is a very difficult thing
因为以撒可以说是亚伯拉罕他心中所最爱的
Because Isaac was his most loved in his heart
如果当时神要亚伯拉罕献上自己当作燔祭呢相对来说是容易一点
If God had asked for Abraham to offer himself up as a burnt offering perhaps it would be easier
因为亚伯拉罕已经这么老了
Because Abraham's elderly
他在世界里面要享受的要得着的 他都已经享受过了。
Everything he could have enjoyed and gained in this world, he has already gone through.
要献就献。
If I were to offer myself, I can do it.
但我们看见以撒是不一样。
But it's different regarding Isaac.
以撒是神应许而得的儿子。
Because Isaac was the son gained through the promise.
所以我们可以想象亚伯拉罕是心里面是何等的爱以撒。
So perhaps you can imagine how much Abraham loved Isaac.
就像我们中国人说老来得子哈。特别的关爱。
Or perhaps as the Chinese saying goes, the child that you have gained in your old age, you will particularly love that child.
所以对亚伯拉罕来说，在情感上是一件非常难的事。
So this was something very difficult in his emotions.
在理性上更难。
Even more difficult, rationally speaking.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕，告诉他说他的后裔以撒哈。以撒的后裔呢，也要像天上的星那么多。
Because God had already promised that his descendants, which are the descendants of later on Isaac, would be as numerous as the stars of the sky.
那好不容易神的应许有了盼望，以撒生下来。
All of a sudden, now there is hope in this promise because there's Isaac.
现在要把以撒当作燔祭献给神。
But now you need to offer up Isaac as a burnt offering to God.
那神的应许不就要落空了？
Then won't God's promise fall empty?
所以我们看见就着人的理性来思考也是非常难的一件事。
So according to man's logic, this is also something very difficult to understand.
但是我们看见当亚伯拉罕愿意照着神的命令将以撒献上的时候。
But now Abraham, according to God's commandment, when he obeyed and offered up Isaac as a burnt offering,
我们看见他那个爱神的心在他里面是何等的完全。
We see that his heart in loving God was complete.
亚伯拉罕不仅认识神。
Abraham not only knew God,
他也相信神。
He believed God.
借着这样的一个试验，神更是显明亚伯拉罕那颗爱神的心。
And so through this test, we see Abraham's love for God.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们的生活当中
，Today in our daily lives,
我们是否爱神过于我们所爱的任何的一切人事物呢？
Do we also love God more than all the other people and things around us?
这里主的话接着告诉我们。
Here God's words continue on to tell us.
他说，当一个人爱神的时候呢，他也会照着主所行的去行。
Here it says that if you love God, He Himself will walk in the same manner as He walked.
我们的主在地上，他是如何的来遵照神的心意。
We see our Lord how He obeyed the will of the Father when He walked on earth.
他不仅面对一切的试探引诱的时候，他能够胜过。
Not only was He able to overcome all temptations around Him,
并且呢，他的一生是在地上，在凡事上来遵行父神的旨意。
But in all His life, our Lord Jesus also obeyed every commandment of the Father.
我们的主为什么在地上的生活，他能够胜过罪恶的试探引诱
？How was our Lord able to overcome all sin and temptation？
我们的主在地上生活的时候，他为什么能够不照自己的意思，凡事照父神的意思
？How was it that our Lord was able to do everything according to the will of the Father and not His own will？
乃是因为在我们主的里面，他那颗爱神的心是完全的。
It is because the heart that He had within Himself。Towards the Father was complete and perfect.
他因着爱他的父神，他能够胜过那罪恶的试探和引诱。
Because he loved his Father, he was able to overcome all sin and temptations.
他因着爱神，他愿意来选择父神的旨意作为他在地上生活的那个方向。
Because he loved God, he was able to choose the will of the Father to be his entire life's direction.
盼望在这新的一年当中
，We hope that in this new year.
借着我们能够与神有一个生命的交通
，through our fellowship of life with God，
让那爱神的心更多的能够充满在我们心里。
May our love for God fill our hearts more and more，
叫我们能够借着在生活当中来遵行神的旨意
，so that through this life we would be able to obey His commandments，
来照着主所行的去行
，and do according to how our Lord did。
来过一个讨主喜悦的生活。
To live a life that pleases Him.
这里我们就来思想，我们常常能够聚在一起来读主的话语。
And now, as we think about how we gather often to read God's words,
包括我们周五的读经聚会
，including our Friday night Bible study,
我们主日也交通主的话语。
And Sunday, we also share on God's word.
我们发现，我们一周一周，我们常常。甚至于我们每一天来读主的话语，来听主的话语。
We realize that week after week, and even day after day, we are reading and listening in God's word.
弟兄姐妹，为什么 我们要这样子在主的话语上面这样子花时间这样子下功夫呢
Why is it that we are being so diligent? Why are we using so much effort to read God's word?
他的目的不是要叫我们都能够成为圣经的学者
The reason is not for us to be Bible scholars
不是叫我们能够把圣经讲解给别人听
Or for us to be able to explain and interpret the Bible to others
里面最重要的一件事情
The most important thing
就叫我们能够照着主的话去行
Is so that we can obey his commandments according to his word
若是我们心里头有爱主的心
If you have a heart that loves God
我们就愿意借着遵照主的话语来
You would be willing to love our God according to obeying His commandments
来讨他的喜悦
to please Him.
姐妹，这是可以说在我们基督徒生活里面最基本的一件事情。
This is a very basic thing in our Christian life.
在许多时候，我们是在最基本的事情上面，我们失败了。
Oftentimes we do fail in the most basic.
以至于我们发现我们的生活好像变得很复杂。
And we realize our lives become very complicated.
但盼望在这新的一年里我们能够回到主的话语里
But we hope that in this new year we will come back to God's word
就像我们主所曾经对门徒说的
And do as what the Lord has originally said to his disciples
有了我的命令就遵守的那人就是爱我
Blessed is the one and the one who loves me is the one who keeps my commandments
盼望在这新的一年里面我们能够一同靠着主的恩典靠着主的爱我们能够来遵守主的道
And in this new year we hope that according to his love according to his life we would hold fast and do and obey his commandments
叫我们爱神的心能够越过越完全
So that our love for God would be made more and more complete
这是第一件事也是最重要的一件事情
This is the first matter and the most important one
因为我们爱的源因为只有主耶稣是我们爱的源头
Because only our Lord Jesus He is the very source of our love
就当我们一直连于我们的主我们才能够借着生命的交通能够得着这样一个爱的供应
Only when we are connected with our Lord Jesus can we receive all provisions of love
叫我们能够彼此相爱
So that we can love one another
所以在约翰一书第二章第七节到第十四节这一段呢我们就来看一下关于弟兄相爱或是爱弟兄的这件事情
And so now in 1 John chapter 2, 7 through 14 Now we talk about this matter of loving one another
这里我先为给弟兄你们解释一下这边说到哈因为我们读了以后可能有点混淆就觉得约翰在这里呢他就说又是新命令又是旧命令又是旧命令又是新命令我们稍微来先理解一下哈，到底这个新命令、旧命令是怎么一回事
？Let me first give an explanation because here John is talking about this new commandment, old commandment, then old commandment, then new commandment. So let me explain it.
他说：“我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。”
He says, "I'm not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning."
那我们就稍微回头看一下，我们知道整本圣经都是神的话语。
So as we look back, we see that the entire Bible is God's word.
那神在旧约呢，向人说话；神在新约也向人说话。
God has spoken to us in the Old as well as in the New Testament.
那旧约的十诫呢，它就代表了这个旧约的律法。
The Ten Commandments in the Old Testament represent the law.
那在这十诫的律法十条诫命里面呢，前四条是讲到关于爱神这件事情。
In the Ten Commandments, the very first four speak about our love for God.
那十诫的后面六条呢，讲到爱人这件事情。
And the latter six of the old Ten Commandments speak about loving others.
所以我们看见当主来到地上的时候
，So when we see our Lord Jesus coming to earth,
他就对门徒们说：“哈，这个旧约律法的总纲是什么呢
？”And so when he spoke to the disciples, he said, "What is the summary of all the Old Testament laws?"
就是你要尽心尽意。尽力尽意爱主你的神
You are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.
其次也相反，就是要爱人如己
And additionally, to love one another.
也可以说就是要彼此相爱
That is to say, love one another.
好，所以这时候我们看见在这个旧命令和新命令之间的关系啊，当然它是有个时间上的关系
And so, between the old and the new commandments, there is this relationship of time.
但更重要的是他说出了一个原则
But even more importantly it speaks of a principle
这旧命令的原则呢乃是说到人必须是靠着自己来遵守神的命令
In the Old Testament we see that man tried to accomplish all Ten Commandments according to their own strength
而新命令的原则乃是说到人不再是靠着自己天然生命的力量来遵守神的命令而是靠着圣灵来帮助我们
And the principle of the new commandment is that now we hold on to these commandments not according to our own strength, but through our Lord Jesus and through the Holy Spirit who gives us strength.
也就是说，旧命令的原则是说到人来遵守神的命令。
So the principle of the old commandment is that man would try to hold fast to God's commandments through his own strength.
而新命令的原则是说到是圣灵在我们里面来帮助我们。
And the principle of the new commandment is that the Holy Spirit now gives us the strength so that we can obey His commandments.
所以我们知道主耶稣还在钉十字架之前哈，他就多次的在约翰福音里面多次的跟门徒们讲，你们要彼此相爱。
And so we find that before our Lord Jesus was crucified, He spoke to His disciples many times, telling them, "Love one another."
哎呀，主耶稣一次一次的说。
He repeated Himself many times.
结果呢，主的门徒怎么样呢
？And what happened to the disciples?
他们。听懂了没有
Did they understand?
我想可能跟我们都一样
Perhaps it's the same as us. We understand the concept.
但是怎么样要实行的时候呢
But when you need to carry it out,
哎呀，我们就爱不出来
We can't love one another.
为什么呢
Why?
因为那是旧命令的原则
Because you're living under the principle of the old commandment.
因为那时候圣灵还没有降下来
Because at that time, the Holy Spirit had not yet come.
虽然门徒们他们在肉身从主耶稣听了这个命令
And so the disciples, they heard this commandment from their Lord.
但如果他们听得不在意，那就他们不会觉得自己失败。
And if they didn't consider it even more, they per.
但当他们听了真的想要去遵守的时候
，they first thought that they didn't fail, but when they tried to keep it,
这个旧命令是行不通的。
They realized they couldn't carry it through.
因为他们知道这个爱弟兄的道理。
Even though they understood the concept of loving one another,
他们却行不出来。
They couldn't do it.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为他在这里告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
他也是一个新命令。
He is also a new commandment.
命令仍然是要爱弟兄。
And the commandment is still to love one another.
但是不再是靠着我们自己。
But not according to ourselves.
而是靠着在我们里面的圣灵。
But according to the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us.
因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心。
Because the Holy Spirit now has poured forth the love of Christ into our hearts.
唯有靠着这样神从神而来的爱。
And now according to this love which comes from God.
我们能够彼此相爱。
We are able to love one another.
这是跟弟兄姐妹简单说明一下这个旧命令和新命令。
So a simple explanation of the new commandment and the old commandment.
那我们知道我们因着爱神我们也爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Now we do know that because we love God, we are to love one another.
那我们如何能够知道说我们是爱弟兄姐妹呢
How do we know that we are loving our brothers and sisters?
一方面、主的话告诉我们哈我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上
Now we do know that God's words tell us to not only love in in words or with tongue、
总要在行为和诚实上
But in deed and truth
所以我们看见我们彼此的相爱我们爱弟兄呢他必须是要有具体的行动
And so we know that in our love for our brothers and sisters, we need to have a true action.
为此，我们感谢主，在我们中间，我们的确看见弟兄相爱的一个见证。
And so we thank the Lord. We do see this testimony of brothers loving one another among us.
我们看见当弟兄姐妹们家里面发生特殊事情，或是有人生病的时候，我们看见弟兄姐妹们中间都有那样一个因着爱的激励。的一个具体的行动
We do see actions from our brothers and sisters when other families go through difficulties or go through illnesses.
但我觉得，特别这段日子以来，我特别觉得还有两方面关于爱弟兄的事上，是我们今天特别需要学习和操练的。
But in these days, I do feel like there are two more aspects that we really need to learn how to love one another.
那一处呢，是在哥林多前书。十三章第四节是我们非常熟悉的经文。
The first is written in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. This is something that we're all very familiar with.
就说到爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
It says that love is patient and love is kind.
那还有一处呢是在马太福音主耶稣对门徒说的话。
And the second passage is in Matthew. It's a word that our Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
在马太十八章第十五节那边主耶稣讲到若有弟兄得罪你。
It says in Matthew 18:15, if your brother sins.
接着呢，说了主耶稣说了一段话哈。那我简单来说呢，就是他的起头就是说，若有弟兄得罪你呢，你就去告诉他。
It says, if your brother sins, go and tell him in private.
所以我想从这两方面与弟兄姐妹一同来提醒，我们一同来学习操练， 我们在这新的一年里面如何爱弟兄。
And so in these two aspects, I want to remind it, brothers and sisters so that we could learn how to love one another better.
我记得在多年前有一次参加西海岸基督徒追求特会。
I remember many years ago I attended WCCC.
在江弟兄提到关于爱弟兄这件事情的时候，
When our elderly brother Kong spoke about this matter of loving brothers,
年长弟兄语重心长的说，他说了，他这样说一句话，他说，如果我们能够一直的忍耐弟兄呢，那我们就是爱弟兄了。
Our brother with great love said that if we are able to endure and wait patiently for our brothers and sisters, then you are loving your brother.
当时呢，我心里面觉得有点奇怪。
At that time, I thought it was very strange.
我想哈，在这样一个这么属灵的这个特会当中，
In such a spiritual conference,
来参加这个特会的弟兄姐妹们呢，都是那样有属灵的追求。
And for brothers and sisters who are attending this conference, they have such a spiritual pursuit of our Lord.
这年长弟兄怎么会把爱弟兄的这个标准讲得这么低？
How is it that our elderly brother has pulled the standard of loving our brothers and sisters so low?
因为哥林多前书十三章讲到爱的时候那个内容是很丰富的。
Because the content of 1 Corinthians 13 is so rich.
但是年长弟兄呢，他讲到爱弟兄呢，他就讲到这个第一节还没讲完只讲半句，只要你能够忍耐弟兄那就是爱弟兄。
And he says in 1 Corinthians 13, not even the full first verse, only half of the first verse. If you love and you are patient, then you have loved your brothers and sisters.
这些年我渐渐有这样的体会。
And gradually over the years, I have come to this understanding.
的确，我们在爱弟兄这件事情上面，我们连最基本的都没有做好。
Indeed, in the very basic of loving our brothers and sisters, we have failed.
主的话说，爱是恒久忍耐。
The Lord says, love is patient and love is kind.
姐妹，我们何等缺少这样的爱。
How we lack such love.
我们常常是不能忍受弟兄姐妹们。
Oftentimes we cannot stand our brothers and sisters.
有时候就算我们好像忍耐了一些。
And it seems as if you have been patient for a bit.
恩慈也没有。
But you are no longer kind.
所以夫妻之间发生许多的难处，许多的问题。
Many of the problems between husband and wife.
不是谁对谁错的问题。
It's not a matter of who's right or wrong.
是爱出了问题。
There's a problem with the love.
如果我们有这样的爱，
If you have such a love,
我们就能够恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
You will be able to bear patiently and be kind.
当我们认识到我们缺少这样的爱，
Once we realize that we lack such a love,
我们去哪里找呢？
Where can we go find it?
我们要回到与神那个生命的交通里头。
You need to go back to the fellowship of life with God.
只有我们的主，他是我们这样爱的那个源头。
Only our Lord, He is the very source of such love.
只有主的爱在我们里面。
Once His love is inside of us,
我们才能够对弟兄姐妹恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Then can we bear long and be patient and be kind with our brothers and sisters?
不仅我们要这样子在爱里面来忍耐我们的弟兄姐妹。
And not only do we bear with and be patient with our brothers and sisters.
马太福音里主也告诉我们说，当有弟兄得罪你的时候，这也是我们一个爱弟兄的一个操练。
In Matthew 18, it also tells us another way of how we can love our brothers and sisters.
我们看见在马太福音十八章那边，主耶稣讲到，如果弟兄得罪你的时候，主耶稣讲的也是讲了几个步骤。
He also tells us different stages if a brother sins against you.
但请大家不要误会，主耶稣所讲的这几个步骤呢，都是为着爱弟兄的缘故。
Do not misunderstand. These different steps that our Lord Jesus lists is also for the sake of loving your brother and sister.
你是因为爱你的弟兄，你才愿意趁着没有人的时候私底下去跟他交通，指出他的错。
Because of your love for your brother, that you are willing to go in private after the meeting ends and no one is around, you are willing to go and speak to your brother.
你也是因为爱的缘故，就算弟兄不听你的劝，你因着爱的缘故呢，你才找另外的人来劝。
That because of love, you are now, even if your brother does not listen to you, you go find someone else to go speak with that brother.
能够把弟兄挽回。
Hoping for your brother to return.
你不是找一个人去帮你讲理。
You don't want to find somebody to go also give you more excuses.
你看我讲你不听，我现在再找一个人来，他也同样要讲一样的。
I give you logic and reason, you don't listen, I find someone else who also agrees with me and supports me.
如果你再不听，
if you don't agree,
我去跟教会告状。
I'm going to now tell on you.
这教会把你开除。
And now the church will excommunicate you.
主耶稣那段话完全不是这样的一个灵。
This is not the spirit of what our Lord Jesus was saying.
从头到尾，主要我们去 跟这位弟兄得罪我的弟兄交通，都是盼望什么？能够把弟兄挽回过来。
The heart behind speaking with this brother is so that you can bring the brother back.
就我们发现，在爱弟兄的这件事上，我们也是在第一步就常常走错。
Oftentimes in loving our brothers, in this section, we realize in our very first step we go wrong.
当我们觉得有弟兄或者姐妹得罪我了
，When we feel that a brother or a sister has wronged us,
我怎么样呢
？What do I do？
我就先很久忍耐。
I'm going to bear it patiently.
哎，那忍一忍，不能忍不住了。
If I can't bear it，
我怎么样呢
？What do I do？
我不是去找，不是找这个弟兄，私底下跟他说。
I don't go find that brother and go speak to him in private.
我们去跟谁说
？Who do we go speak to？
我们跟很多人说
，We tell many people，
就是不跟这个弟兄说
，But just not that person。
那你们这是什么问题
？What's this problem？
我们不爱弟兄
，We are not loving our brother。
我们没有爱弟兄的心
，We don't have the heart that really loves our brother。
就到后来，很多人都知道这个弟兄得罪你
，Lots of people now know that that brother has sinned against you。
那么事实怎么样？我们先不去讲
，And we don't even talk about the reality of the issue。
结果你发现，许多人知道这个弟兄得罪你，但是这个弟兄得罪你的弟兄呢，他却不知道。
Everybody knows that that brother has sinned against you, except for that brother。
姐妹，我们看见在爱弟兄的事上，我们是何等的亏欠。
So we find that in this matter of loving our brothers and sisters, we have fallen short。
所以盼望我们在这新的一年里面
，So we hope that in this new year，
我们在爱弟兄的事情上，我们一同的学习，一同的操练。
In this matter of loving our brothers and sisters, we would learn together.
就若有弟兄或姐妹得罪你的时候
，So if a brother or a sister sins against you,
若你愿意靠着主的恩典来学习，恒久忍耐又有恩慈，感谢主。
If according to the love of the Lord, you are willing to learn how to be patient and be kind, thank the Lord.
但如果有一天你觉得你已经忍无可忍了
，But one day, if you feel that you are no longer patient, you can't bear it anymore.
那圣灵也感动你，要你去跟这个弟兄啊。私底下找这个弟兄指出他的错了。
And the Holy Spirit moves you to go and speak to that brother so that you could point out what was wrong.
你们不要忘记
，Don't forget，
你去的时候仍然要带着恩慈。
When you go, you still need to bring kindness with you.
那才是爱弟兄。
That is loving your brother.
那你去跟弟兄交通的时候呢？你不是要去定罪他、责备他。
When you go fellowship with your brother, you are not there to condemn him.
那是因为你爱他。你盼望能够把他挽回过来。
But because you love him, you want him to return.
主说这样你就得了你的弟兄。
In such a way, you have gained your brother.
因为这是非常真实的事情。
This is a very real matter.
就盼望在这新的一年里。
So we hope in this new year.
当有弟兄得罪你的时候。
If a brother sins against you.
我们都能够这样的来操练。
Let us all learn and practice.
如果你要告诉一个人。
When you want to speak to a person,
你应当是告诉那位得罪你的人。
Speak to the person who has offended.
在你还没有告诉这个弟兄之前。
And before you go speak to the brother,
如果你告诉其他的人。
If you tell others,
那你就是不爱弟兄。
Then you are not loving your brother.
盼望我们能够在这样基本的事情上面，我们能够靠着主的恩典，我们一同来学习，一同来操练。
We hope that in these very basic matters, we can learn together and practice together.
而这个爱弟兄的这样的一个生活和见证呢，它不单只是在出信的弟兄姐妹们身上。
This life and practice of loving our brothers and sisters is not only for the new believers.
无论你在主里面时间有多久
，No matter how long you have been in the Lord.
所以这里我们看见。约翰就讲到又讲了父老又讲到少年人又讲到小子
We see that John speaks of the children, the fathers, the young men
然后再讲父老少年人小子
And then he repeats again the fathers, the young men, the children
看见这个功课爱弟兄的这个学习是我们每一个人都需要来学习来操练的
So we see that this lesson of loving one another is for all of us
当然做父老的因为属灵生命比较成熟老练
But of course for the fathers because your life is more mature, more well trained
我们更是应当能够做圣徒的榜样
EvenMore so, you are to be an example for the saints.
在爱弟兄的事上，我们能够靠着主的恩典呢，我们能够来见证我们的主。
That in this matter of loving our brothers and sisters, we are able to testify of our Lord.
最后，我们必须要进到第三点。
And lastly, we must talk about the third point.
好像是比较负面的，但是呢，也是非常积极。
We find that it might be a bit more negative, but it is very, very active as well.
就是不要爱世界和世界上的事。
That is, do not love the world and the things of the world.
我们看见主的话非常清楚告诉我们，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
The Bible is very clear: if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以，我们今天若盼望能够与神有这样一个亲密生命的交通
，Today, if you desire after a very intimate relationship, a fellowship in life with our Lord,
我们就不能爱世界。
Then we can't love the world.
因为我们爱世界。爱父的心就不在我们里面。
Because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
对姐妹，你知道吗？这个人跟人之间的这个关系和这个交通啊， 这个离不开爱。
You know, in our relationships with one another, we cannot be separated from love.
我举个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
当男女朋友还没有结婚之前。
When a boy and a girl are boyfriends and girlfriends and before they're married.
他们彼此相爱。
They love one another.
只有讲不完的话。
They have a lot to say.
是不是？
Right?
但两个人因着相爱以后结婚了。
But because of love, they get married.
他们在一起生活。
And they live together.
然后呢，也从神领受了这个产业，神所赐的孩子。
And they have also received the inheritance of the Lord. They now have children.
这个相爱的生活慢慢改变了。
And this life of love now begins to change.
怎么改变呢？
How does it change?
好像没话可以说。
It's as if they have nothing else to say to one another.
好像生活里面就有一些事物的事情啊，是夫妻之间好像可以。在那里需要讨论的。
Now there are different matters of their daily life which they need to discuss.
甚至有些时候到个地步啊，他们连当面讨论都没有了。
And it gets to a point where perhaps they might not even discuss face to face.
从前在冰箱啊，就放一张纸条。
They post a piece of paper on the refrigerator door.
今天要买牛奶鸡蛋。
Today please buy milk and eggs.
然后呢，另一方就写哦，那你今天要做什么做什么。
And the other person will say, today you need to do this and this.
今天我们是21世纪。
Today is the 21st century.
夫妻之间不交通不讲话。
Now there's no longer any discussion or fellowship.
那很多事情怎么处理呢？
How do you take care of business?
就发短信。
Text.
或发微信。
Or WeChat.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等可悲的一件事。
This is such a tragedy.
问题出在哪里？
Where's the problem?
爱没有了。
There's no more love.
爱出问题。
There's a problem in the love.
没有了爱。就没什么话可以说。
Without love, there's not much to say anymore.
同姐妹，如果我们能够一直住在主的爱里。
So brothers and sisters, if we can continually abide, live in the love of our Lord.
哎呀，我们跟神之间实在是应该有说不完的话。
We need to have words that can never, we can't even finish what we need to say to our Lord.
我们与弟兄姐妹中间也应该有说不完的话。
And between brothers and sisters, we also need to have fellowship where we just don't want to end.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们中间我们感觉到我们与弟兄姐妹或是夫妻之间好像交通出问题了。
Today, if among brothers and sisters or between husband and wife, we find that there are problems in our fellowship.
我们必须要警觉到是爱出了问题。
We must sense that there is a problem in our love.
那我们如何能够在这个世界生活却不去爱这个世界。
So how do we live in this world without loving the world?
所以今天神没有把我们从这世界里面把我们带离开。
God has not taken us away from this world yet.
神仍然让我们在这世界里面生活。
God still causes us to remain here, so we live here.
让我们接触这世界里面的这些事物。
We need to interact with the many things of this world.
神的意思没有要我们脱离这些世上的物件。
God does not have any intention for us to be set free from all of these physical things.
但主的话却要我们因着爱神的缘故不要去爱世界。
But God's words tell us that because we love the Father, that we are not to love the world.
姐妹，你在世界生活是一件事情。
Yes, it's one matter to live in the world.
但你去爱世界，那是另外一件事情。
But it's a different thing about loving the world.
我们看见，我们每一天生活在这世界里面，都受到这世界和世界上情欲的这个引诱。
We see that every single day we are tempted through the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes.
所以为什么我们的心啊，常常一不小心呢，哎，又跑去好像。爱世界去了。
So why is it that sometimes without realizing, all of a sudden our hearts have run to the
world? 因为这世界和世界上的事是非常真实的。
Because this world and the things of the world are very real.
是我们看得见、摸得着的。
You can see it, you can touch it.
是不是？
Right?
每一天我们都在接触这世界和世界上的东西。
Every day we have to interact with this world and the things of the world.
所以我们看见说，我们活在肉身里的时候，哈，这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，哈。我们很难脱离。
So we see that while we are still living in our body, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is very difficult to get away from.
然而我们需要看见。
So we need to see.
这眼睛看得见的都是暂时的。
All the things that you can see with your eyes are temporary.
那我们眼睛不能看见，肉眼没有不能看，没有看不见的呢？那个是存到永远。
All the things that you cannot see with your eyes, all that is unseen, those are eternal.
今天我们是顾念什么呢？
So today, what are you mindful of?
如果我们今天眼光只注视在我们看得见、摸得着的这些事物上。
If your eyes are only fixed upon the things which you can see, which you can touch.
你看见世界就吸引了我。
Then the world has attracted you.
我们很自然而然的就去爱这个世界。
Naturally, you will go and love the world.
当我们爱世界， 那爱父的心就不在我们里面。
When you love the world, the love of the Father is no longer in you.
今天我们中间有高中生、年轻人在我们中间啊，愿意用一个例子跟他们特别跟他们有点交通。
Today, because we have the high schoolers among us, I have an example for you.
我们知道今天这个年轻人啊，他们也在这个世界里面也受到许多的这个引诱。
We know that for the young people, they have many temptations in the world today.
比方说上网啊，用这个脸书啊，用这个 IG。
For example, that you have IG, Instagram, you have Facebook, you're on the internet.
或是特别男生哈，女生可能也有男生这个打电玩。
Or perhaps for the guys and maybe also for the girls, you like to play games.
好，我先问问你们。
Let me ask you.
那个上网啊，用脸书、用 IG 或上网玩电游，可不可以
？Can you go on Facebook on the internet and play games?
可不可以？大部分孩子都说可以。
Can you go and do all those things?、Yeah.
的确，这个答案应该是可以。
The answer is yes, you can.
但问题是
，But the problem is，
你不要去爱它。
Don't love it.
你们明白吗
？Do you understand?
你可以玩电玩。
You can go and play internet games.
当做你的休闲娱乐。
For you to decompress, for you to relax.
但你玩电玩是一件事。
For you to play those games is one matter.
但如果你爱上了电玩，那就另外一件事。
But if you have loved those things, that's another matter.
爱到个地步啊，哎呀，读经的时间也没有了。
You loved it to such a point where you no longer read the Bible.
爱到个地步呢，吃饭睡觉时间也不管了。
You loved it to such a point where you want to eat and sleep.
爱到个地步呢，你连聚会呢，好像也不想参加。
And you love it to such a point where you don't want to go to the meetings.
或者虽然你参加聚会。
Or even though you might go,
就像你们现在坐在这里，脑袋还在想昨天电玩，哇！
But in your mind, you're still thinking about the games, and you're making your plans.
弟兄姐妹，今天神不是要我们离群所居。
God does not want us to live in monasteries.
我们虽然在世界里面生活，
we live in this world.
但是却不要去爱这个世界和世界上的事。
But we are not to love the world and the things in the world.
因为人若爱世界，爱父的心。就不在他里面。
Because if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
说实在，我们今天唯有因着爱神的缘故。
And so today, because of the sake of our love for God,
我们才会愿意不去爱这个世界。
We would be willing to not love the world.
我们看见，如果我们今天让世界和世界上的东西进到我们的生活里。
Today, if you allow the world and the things of the world to enter into your daily life,
你看见它就影响了我们与神之间那个生命的交通。
You will find that it will now influence the fellowship between you and God.
我们也会影响了我们和弟兄姐妹之间的交通。
It will also influence the fellowship between you and the saints.
原来我在讲电玩这件事。
Forgive me for bringing up games again.
从前还没有电玩的时候。
Previously, before there were such games.
或是还没有手机这个 iPad 的时候。
Before there were iPads or cell phones.
我们主日那个孩子们上完课，他们做什么呢
？So Sunday after our gatherings, what did the children used to do?
他们有机会，他们就讲话。
They would speak to one another.
他们就去操场跑一跑，玩一玩。
They would go run around outside.
他们也可以有点交通。
And they would also have some fellowship.
那现在呢
？Now.
我听一些老师跟我说。
I hear some of the teachers tell me.
主日学下课以后。
Sunday after Sunday school.
没有交通了。
There's no more fellowship.
为什么呢
？Why?
人手一机。
Each person has a cell phone in their hand.
人手一盘。
They have another tablet in their hand.
每个人都在玩。
Everybody's playing.
彼此之间没有交通。
And they don't have fellowship with one another.
虽然听起来好像好笑的事情。
It seems very amusing.
但是我们看见，当我们若有爱世界的心，我们看见这个与这个生命的交通啊，就受到了阻碍。
We see that if now there is no longer a love for the Father, there is love for the world, we also have less love for one another and fellowship with one another.
前些日子啊，我也听到一个在外地的聚会里发生的一件事。
In not so many days past, I've also heard of this news that happened in a church somewhere else.
我心里面也非常的忧伤难过。
And it caused me to grieve and be sad.
就当世界进到了神的教会里。
That is when the world entered into the church.
弟兄姐妹们之间的交通受到严重的考验。
The fellowship between brothers and sisters was severely tested.
弟兄姐妹之间原本有非常好的生命的交通。
Previously, the saints had very good fellowship in life.
然而因着世界和世界上的东西进来了。
But because of the world and the things of the world had come in.
交通出问题。
There were problems in fellowship.
交通中断了。
Fellowship was broken.
甚至到一个地步教会分裂。
To a point where the church split.
其中有一位年轻的弟兄。
Among them was a young brother.
他大概30多岁。
He's perhaps in his 30s.
他和他的家人亲戚，他们好几位都是在这个那个聚会里头。
He and his family and relatives, they all attended this gathering.
他们都是很熟识的弟兄姐妹们。
And they were all very familiar.
但是不知道怎么回事，有一些弟兄姐妹呢，就把这个一个投资的一个概念呢，就带到弟兄们姐妹中间。
Without realizing why or understanding why, this issue of bringing a vote into the church was brought.
就这个弟兄。他的一家和他亲戚总共加起来，他们就在这个投资的上面亏损了几千万人民币。
Oh, so this brother, he and his family and his relatives, they lost a lot of money because of this investment that was brought in.
所以我们看见他们和其他在参与这个事情的一些弟兄姐妹们的交通完全中断。
And so we see that in this matter of fellowship, it was completely broken in this gathering.
然而感谢神
But thank God,
这位年轻弟兄他因着有爱主的心
But because our brother has a heart in loving God,
他虽然遭遇这么大的损亏损
Even though he had endured such a great loss,
他后来告诉一个年长的传道人
He later told an elderly minister,
他说我还年轻
said, I am still young,
我还有机会能够再好好的努力工作。
I still have opportunity to work hard.
他说这些财务的亏损，他愿意把它放下。
That he was willing to let go of all his financial loss.
他愿意继续的留在聚会里。
He was willing to remain in that meeting.
与弟兄姐妹有生命的交通。
And he was willing to still have fellowship of life with the brothers and sisters there.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见，我们何等需要。有那爱父的心
Brothers and sisters, how we need to have that heart of love for our Father.
只有我们因着爱我们的神
That through our love for our God,
我们愿意不爱这个世界
We would be willing to not love this world.
我们愿意不让世界任何的东西来影响了弟兄姐妹之间这样一个宝贵的交通
We do not want anything of this world or in this world to come and influence, impact our precious fellowship with one another.
所以当我们弟兄经过这样一次的灾难之后
So after our brother had endured such a great tribulation
我们弟兄能够认识到在基督里这样一个生命的交通是何等的重要何等的宝贵
He came to know how precious and how important is the fellowship among the saints
所以今天我们如何能够来胜过从世界而来这样的一个情欲的引诱和试探呢
So today, how are we able to overcome all of the lusts and temptations that come at us?
简单的说我们需要神天天给我们有那更新的启示。
Simply put, we need to have that renewing revelation from the Lord every day.
叫我们不要顾念所见。
So that you are not mindful of the things that you see.
我们要顾念那所不见。
We are mindful of the things unseen.
因为所见的是暂时。
Because that which is seen is temporary.
所不见的乃是存到永远。
The unseen is eternal.
第二方面，我们也需要主的爱。天天来激励我们。
And secondly, we need the love of our Lord to daily constrain us.
就像哥林多后书5章14节那边说，原那边所说的，原来基督的爱激励我们。
In 2 Corinthians 5:14, it says that the love of Christ constrains or compels us.
叫我们不再为自己活。
So that you no longer live for yourself.
叫我们愿意为那替我们死而复活的主而活。
So we would be willing to live for the Lord who has given His life for us.
姐妹。保罗就把我们带回到那个生命的交通里。
And now Paul, he has brought us into this fellowship of life.
就当我们一直与我们的主有这样一个生命的交通。
And so as you continue in having fellowship with your Lord,
主的爱就能够一直的激励着我们。
His love will continue to control, constrain us.
叫我们不去爱世界。
So that we would not love the world.
并且我们能够爱我们的主。
And we would love our Lord.
爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Love our brothers and sisters.
我们能够在这样生命的交通里面不断地能够来成长。
And in this fellowship of life, we can continually grow.
愿在这新的一年里。
And so we hope in this new year.
主这样子来恩待保守我们。
The Lord will show us grace and protect us.
让我们在主的爱里面一同的成长。
So that we may grow together in the love of our Lord.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
主啊我们能够爱是因为你先爱了我们
Lord we love because you have loved us first
主愿你爱我们的大爱
We pray that with your great love
天天的激励我们
That it would daily constrain us
主啊叫我们 能够爱你。
So that we would love you.
叫我们也能够彼此相爱。
So that we would also love one another.
主啊，叫我们能够因着爱你的缘故，我们能够不要爱世界。
That because of our love for you, we would not love the world.
主啊，愿你那全胜的爱在我们身上来做那得胜的工作。
May your all victorious love do that work of victory in us.
在这新的一年里。
So that in this new year.
在我们中间恢复你那起初的爱。
Among us, please restore that first love.
主啊，直到你回来。
Until the day you return.
愿你在我们中间得着荣耀。
We pray that you may gain glory from among us.
愿你的心得着喜悦。
May your heart be pleased.
愿颂赞归给你。
May all praises be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.